melt through. Or the board reading. 356. To keep ourselves stable, to keep ourselves in the truth of not only what we are, but everyone around us. I'm gonna move this so that I don't want to get the feedback. So, I like John 8 and 12. Jesus Christ proclaimed, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So first of all, when I'm talking about darkness, what am I talking about? I'm talking about all those challenges that rush in. I'm talking about all those responsibilities that sometimes weigh heavily on our shoulders. I'm talking about the concern we have sometimes for loved ones as they walk through the valleys of life. That stuff that it feels heavy. Anybody have any heavy stuff in their life? But there is a light within you that you can shine in those spaces that are heavy and weighted and concerned. And that's a light we want to turn to. That's what Jesus was talking about as the light of the world. He's not talking about himself as a person. He's talking about that spirit that is within you, that connection. You know, we live and move and have our being in what? In God, in the spirit, in the essence of all that that is. And that's the light that will carry us through any challenge that we're making it through. I'm not going to ask this question out loud. I'll just ask it and then it's for me. But has there ever been a time that I have not come out of the dark? Has there ever been a time when that support has not been deep within me? Has there ever been a time when I look back, I know that there's something about this thing called spiritual life, because I'm here, I'm alive, I have joy deep within me, no matter what I go through. Not joy for the happening, but joy because I know I have what it takes to move through experiences. I've said often, experiences don't come to stay. They come to what?
Pass.
And what happens when we keep them here, when we stay back in that? That's that shadow, that darkness I'm talking about. When we let them pass, we're coming into the light. And the light is what? It's a lumen thought. It's a thought that crops up in your mind from that still, small voice and moves you through your experiences when you let it. I had someone say, well, that doesn't happen for me. Have you taken time to sit and to give thanks for the spirit that is within you, for the Christ that is within you, for your connection, for your light? That's one of the things that we do. We take time to sit and feel the Spirit, contemplate things of God, love, peace, joy. When we do this, they come alive within us. And yes, things are going to happen in your life. They're still going to come at you. But guess what? That light that shineth in the darkness will always be with you. Remember, there's always a way forward. Remember the promise. I am the light of the world. It's an invitation to turn our gaze towards our inner illumination that can guide us through the storms of life. You know, we're blessed with the teachings of Charles Fillmore, our co-founder. He emphasized the power of our thoughts, the strength of our spiritual connection. You know, I never thought of that before I came into this way of study. My thoughts were all over the place. Some places where they shouldn't have been. Yeah. Because we send these thoughts out and they're like magnets. What kind of thoughts do you want to send out? What do you want drawn to you? Fillmore taught within each of us lies the Christ consciousness. The Christ spirit, that divine spark capable of overcoming challenges when we let them pass. Yeah. When we go, I like Eric Butterworth, he says, go with the flow. Right now, I'm in the stream of a big flow. But you know what? Spirit is opening things up and revealing things to me. Need help? Let Spirit reveal unto you where you should place your focus. Where your solutions may come from. Eric Butterworth, who we just happened to be studying in a Tuesday night class, he expanded on the idea of that spirit in us. Eric Butterworth, he said that we are not separate from the divine. We're not separate from God. God is in here. You're a part of that whole. We're not separate from divine, but what are we? We're expressions. God wants to express through us. We're on this earth plane in these human forms, but that's not the truth of us. The truth of us is that we're spiritual beings in the midst of this human experience. And how we handle it, how we make it through, is determined by your awareness of what you are. You are divinely made. Sometimes some people go through life, they never learn that. They think they're, as one minister used to put it, scum of the earth. But you're not. You're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're blessed. And God wants to express through you. And guess what? The Christ light is not limited to Jesus alone. It is in every one of us, even those who do not realize they have it. The Christ light is within them. They're just not aware yet. They haven't heard messages that tell them how wonderfully made they are. Yeah. But we're here to be an example, aren't we? Mm-hmm. We're not going to go out, run out, grab everybody and tell them this stuff. We're going to live it so that they see living proof of how Spirit can express through people. So the light is our true nature. It's our inherent good. It guides us towards a higher understanding of ourselves. When we consciously choose to live from the Christ light, we begin to see the world through a whole different set of lenses, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have compassion for others. We have grace for others. Grace is it's forgiving and be thankful that people are in your life. And it allows us to extend love not only to ourselves. And yes, sometimes we go through life not loving ourselves. We learn that love is deep within us. And we extend it not only to ourselves, but to those around us. So how can we pattern our lives to align with this inner light? Well, there are many ways, but I'm just going to give you three suggestions here this morning. Three things to go. Remember I said, you don't just listen to these words. You got to go practice them. You got to try them out. Just like we go get shoes, we try them on, dress, we try them on. Well, some of us, I know some people don't try them, but anyway, try and practice this truth as you hear it. First thing is, practice mindfulness and presence. Now, what is that? Christ's light within us is there to show us the things, the ways of life. In our busy lives, it's easy to become distracted by noise and chaos. Anybody distracted by noise and chaos during the course of a day? Yeah. That light within you, when you touch it, it moves you through the chaos. So take time to breathe, to practice breathing, to pause for a minute. Take time to sit and look at a sunrise or a sunset. Or just sit and look up. There's a nursery, a daycare across from where I live, and I'm on the second floor. And sometimes I just watch the little children playing, and I think, the mind of a child is what I want to have. Carefree, no worries, except what they're going to eat and what they're going to play next. Yeah. So take some time, though, to pause from the ways of the world. Breathe and center yourself in the present moment. That's how we create that space to connect with our inner divinity. And how do you do that? Meditation, prayer, contemplation. If you can't center yourself and go within to the stillness, then contemplate the things of spirit or some of the affirmation or some of the books that we have. Think about some things that are of spirit, that are truth. I'm not saying contemplate that mistake you made 10 years ago and you're still stuck back there. Contemplate things that are good. We can touch the stillness, hear the voice of spirit, and it'll guide you into love and understanding of all things. Second thing is embrace forgiveness. Jesus said, if you have aught against any, forgive. Embrace forgiveness. So it happened. What do I do with that now? I move past it. I let go. To live from the Christ light, you must practice forgiveness. Now, if you're like me, I don't like anybody to tell me what I must do. But forgiveness is something that will block. You remember I said experiences come to pass? You can block the flow by not forgiving. I'm not saying accept bad behavior. But I'm saying look through to the Christ within. Don't hold on to the past. Release the burden of resentment and open your heart to healing. Remember, forgiveness is not condoning harmful behavior. Rather, it's the powerful act of love that frees us to experience the fullness of life. I like Myrtle Fillmore's words. They always resonate in my heart. And she said, each day she says, Father, forgive me for thinking of anyone as being less than a child of God. That's a good advice for all of us to follow. Anything happened to you today? Car cut you off? Yeah, some of that stuff just moves around. And the third thing, serve with love and compassion. I'm not talking about necessarily volunteering here and things like that. I'm talking about whatever you do, You're serving someone else. Give someone a hug. You're serving them because you're sharing the love that you're carrying inside. Lend a listening ear. When you lend a listening ear, you're serving. Because remember, we go back to God wanting to express through us. We minister to each other out of love and compassion. Or simply a kind word. Or an act of love. Maybe preparing a meal for someone you know who's going through something. And you might even just, I know in the time of COVID, we just drop stuff at each other's doorstep and then call up and say, hey, you got a package. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No matter how small an act of serving, it creates ripples of positive energy in the world, and we become beacons of hope, reminding others of their inner light. So when we join together, it is powerful because we can break down barriers. When we come together in services like this, that's fire. That's a bonfire coming together. And it's healing because our energy goes out into the world. So together we can create a world that reflects love, peace, and joy. That is our birthright. That's our inheritance from the spirit within. So what are we going to do with that? We're going to go forth and let our lights shine. We're going to go forth expressing compassion. We're going to go forth with empathy for others. Yes. As we go forth, we're going to set an example. We're going to let our lights shine. So we're going to, in a minute, we're going to prepare for meditation. We're going to prepare for just a little time in the quiet. Give you a moment to reflect and to let spirit move through you. But I want you to remember a couple of things. Number one, practice the mindfulness. Be mindful of others and what you're doing. Not so much others, but be mindful of yourself. Embrace forgiveness. You know, sometimes in another life, you might have said, well, I'm not going to forgive them. Or they get what they deserve. That's not forgiveness. Embrace forgiveness. Know it's a part of your life. And the third thing, serve and with love and compassion. No matter what, on your jobs, you're serving the community. No matter what it is you're doing, you're serving. We're serving one another. The Christ light is not only a concept, but it's a spark. So let's connect with that spark within. First, we want to affirm, though, let's affirm the Lord's Prayer. It's a set of affirmations. It's a set of scriptures that set the mood for, the tone, the intention for our quiet time. So together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our debtors,
as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
So take a deep breath and focus on something in the room, the candles, or just close your eyes and give yourself permission to come into this lifetime of quiet. You might just tense your body and then release it, and let yourself relax into your chair. And take a deep breath, centering yourself, letting go of all that you may have brought in with you this morning. We're journeying to the light within, right here, right now. There's no need for the darkness. There is only light. One presence, one power. One presence, one power. And we are in it. Breathing in, breathing out. Know the light of God's presence is bright. It can't be contained within. It spreads from the inside out, and everyone in your environment feels that light radiating from you. Taking time in the quiet is a time to replenish. A time to assure that our lights are burning. A time to increase that presence and that power within you by turning your awareness to know that it's there. To feel that flow moving, active in every area of your body. Feel the warmth. And as you breathe in and release it, feel the peace settling deep within. And as you feel that flow, take a moment to know God is. All in all. God is. And I'm going to affirm in the first presence, God is, and I am. Those words resonate deep within you. God is, and I live and move and have my being in all that God is. Therefore, I am. I am is our spiritual name. Not just unique to Moses, but I am is what we can proclaim. That presence and that power is within us. And we take a moment to just feel the flow. Thank you. essence of the Christ. Light is love. Unconditional. Transformative love that heals all wounds, bridges all gaps, and shines a light in all dark places. As we live and move and have our being in that light within, and take a few more breaths, deep breaths, slowly bringing your awareness back to the present. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And as we awaken to the divine love within, we are inspired to go forth this day and share it with others. Our affirmation this morning in your insert is peace, peace. Peace is my true nature. Let's affirm those words together. Peace, peace, peace is my true nature. And if there's someone that you know could benefit from these words, or if you just want to spread them out into the universe and reach and touch someone, if you want to call to mind a specific person and visualize them standing right here before you in this room, and let's affirm these words for them using your word together. Peace.
Peace.
Peace is your true nature. Holding them in the essence of all that energy. And always as a sense of community, as a sense of coming together, like minds, letting our light shine. Let's say this for our community using our together. Peace.
Peace.
Peace is our true nature. And our nature is Christ within. And for this and all things we say, thank you, God. It is so. Amen.